in unexpected places.
The Untamed Podfic.
Written by Fenton Marshes and read to you also by Fenton Marshes over the course of his first year on testosterone HRT.
Different characters' voices in this podfic were recorded at different stages of my voice changing. We float before the sea it dies, in heavy nips, in little dies. Smile before I will do, smile because you won't
do. Jiang Cheng shifted in his seat before a low table in Niu Hui Song's rooms, huffing, and said,
"Could you take this seriously?"
Niu Hui Song, who was sprawled opposite him, playing with his fan by sweeping it open and shut in a flashy and incredibly distracting manner, made a skeptical noise.
"Jiang Xiong,"
he said, clearly bored. Niu Hui Song had never been very good at hiding his expressions, after all.
"I'm not going to treat you differently just because you're misaligned. You told me you're a man, so you're a man."
"I'm not. I didn't think you would treat me differently."
Jiang Cheng lied quickly, on his back foot for some reason. Niu Hui Song had always struck him as the type to be wide-eyed and full of questions at this kind of thing, back when they had studied at Gusu together. This completely nonplussed acceptance was virtually the opposite than what he'd expected.
"It's just, well..."
He searched for something to say.
"I was worried it would affect my validity as a sect leader, is all. Nothing else."
It wasn't as though Niu Hui Song's opinion actually mattered to him, anyway. He was just a low-risk practice dummy, someone Jiang Cheng could use to make sure he knew how to answer all the questions non-misaligned people were doubtless going to ask. A test run.
"Well, obviously the sects have had plenty of time to come to terms with it,"
Niu Hui Song assured Jiang Cheng, offhanded and gesturing with his closed fan towards the door.
"Since, you know..."
Jiang Cheng did not know.
"Since what?"
he asked, a little gruffly, uncomfortable with the idea of there being something Niu Hui Song knew and he did not. It wasn't something that happened very often. Niu Hui Song threw him a glance that contained a hint of an eye roll, as though it was really very obvious and Jiang Cheng was being deliberately obtuse. Jiang Cheng curled a little deeper into himself, embarrassed now and angry about being embarrassed.
"Because of Daoge,"
Niu Hui Song said, tone absent-minded.
"I mean, he's been open about being misaligned for years, and no one's ever given him trouble about it. Well, there was that one time with the Ouyang sect, I suppose, but even that wasn't really about him."
Jiang Cheng sat up straighter, confused and more than a little irritated.
"No, he hasn't. Hui Song, do you know what misaligned means?"
"Of course I know what misaligned means. Jiang Xiong, I am not a child,"
Niu Hui Song said childishly, pouting.
"Really?"
he added at Jiang Cheng's skeptical stare.
"I swear, stop giving me that look or I'll tell everyone you're a horrible bully and then you'll be sorry,"
he threatened, the righteous determination in his tone petering off towards the end of his sentence. Jiang Cheng, who had become very tense and a little panicky at the words, "I'll tell everyone you're," relaxed back into his seat.
"Maybe you deserve to be bullied,"
he sniffed.
"Idiot."
"Ask him yourself,"
Niu Hui Song spluttered.
"I'm telling the truth, he doesn't even care."
"I think you're full of shit,"
Jiang Cheng retorted. He was currently remembering the last time he'd said those exact words to Niu Hui Song, who had claimed his sister and Wen Qing were, and he shuddered to even think it, fucking, and then proceeded to be blisteringly and horrifyingly correct. But that was a lucky guess anyway, and Niu Hui Song was not the cleverest person Jiang Cheng had ever met, to put it gently. Niu Hui Song said, tapping his lips with his closed fan as he spoke,
"Maybe I know more on this topic than you think."
"Right,"
said Jiang Cheng derisively and stood.
"I have things to do."
"Important, fancy sect leader things, I'm sure,"
Niu Hui Song said magnanimously and watched him through lidded eyes as he went. All throughout the next meeting, at which Jiang Cheng should have been a focused and competent sect leader contributing and making decisions, Niu Huaisong's implied admissions buzzed behind Jiang Cheng's eyes like a particularly irritating headache. He thought Niu Mingjie was... But there was no way, even though if anyone would know, it was his own brother, because, well, Jiang Cheng would have heard, surely. He blinked hard, trying to focus, because this was important. Niu Mingjie gave him a disgruntled look.
Sect leader Jiang,
he said in a flat monotone.
Is everything all right?
Fine,
Jiang Cheng replied, trying not to pay too much attention to the timbre of Niu Mingjie's voice, the fall of his robes. Those things could be altered with cultivation and clever tailoring anyway. There was no way to know.
Sorry.
Very well,
Niu Mingjie said dubiously, and the meeting went on.
He can't be,
Jiang Cheng accused. It had taken him longer than it should have to track down Niu Huaisong in the halls of the Unclean Realm. For all that the Niu seemed to value being straightforward, they had an awful lot of hidden passageways that Niu Huaisong seemed to be able to use to cross the entire fortress in a matter of seconds or something. Niu Huaisong blinked innocently up at him now. Jiang Cheng had cornered him against the wall, so the two of them were closer than was necessarily proper, and Jiang Cheng's arms were arrayed, one on each side of him, in order to prevent his escape, but mostly, Jiang Cheng was too busy being irritated to consider what it might look like to a passerby.
Can't be what?
Niu Huaisong grumbled.
Jiang Cheng, I have stuff to do.
You've never done a useful thing in your life.
Jiang Cheng snapped.
There's no way sect leader Niu is like me, okay? And I don't know why you bothered tricking me.
Niu Huaisong snorted.
I have done plenty of useful people,
he told Jiang Cheng.
Which amounts to the same thing if you think about it, but shh.
He didn't even leave space for Jiang Cheng to consider the implications of that statement, only barging ahead with...
Anyway, it's very cute that you're determined not to believe anything I say, but why not ask him yourself?
You can't just ask someone that.
Jiang Cheng spluttered.
Sorry, useful people?
Niu Huaisong pursed his lips.
Why not?
He said blankly, completely ignoring the latter half of Jiang Cheng's sentence.
It's not something you just talk about.
Jiang Cheng grumbled.
That's not the point.
No,
Niu Huaisong interrupted, suddenly insistent in a way Jiang Cheng hadn't seen from him ever before.
That's exactly the point I'm making, Jiang Cheng. Honestly, you don't have to be ashamed about this.
Jiang Cheng frowned.
Why shouldn't I be? It's not like it's anything to be proud of,
he muttered.
Just an error in-
And I see my point is lost on you.
Niu Huaisong continued, gustily, as though terribly disappointed.
Ah, never mind. Sometimes it's best to be direct.
Jiang Cheng felt foreboding slam into him like the flat of a sabre.
Niu Huaisong,
he began, but before he could answer, Niu Huaisong was speaking again, and Jiang Cheng resisted the urge to press his forehead into the wall.
Baoge,
he chirped too brightly. Jiang Cheng turned, dread coiling in his stomach. Niu Mingjie seemed to materialize almost instantly from around the corner at Niu Huaisong's call. And that was, in fact, his saber at his side, and Jiang Cheng buried his face in his hands.
My Jiang Cheng is being stupid,
Niu Huaisong continued.
Won't you tell him he's being stupid?
Niu Mingjie looked between the two of them, a small furrow appearing between his eyebrows.
Jiang Wenyin,
he said.
If you are harassing my brother...
What?
Jiang Cheng blurted, and then glanced back towards Niu Huaisong as it occurred to him what their positions might have looked like. Niu Huaisong pressed against the wall, Jiang Cheng blocking his escape.
No!
He said hastily, stepping away.
We were just... I was just...
Dogu!
Niu Huaisong whined, seemingly even more useless and pouty now than he was a few minutes ago, and ducked nimbly out from under Jiang Cheng's arm to hang off his brother's instead.
He thinks it's a shameful thing to be misaligned, Dogu!
The temperature in the hallway seemed to plummet. A near Mingjie's side, Ba Xiao woke, sending out a visceral flare of energy that Jiang Cheng felt in his lower dantian and his gut. Niu Huaisong continued to lean into near Mingjie's side, on the opposite arm to Ba Xiao, seemingly unconcerned. The flailing lines of his form were incongruent with the harsh, stark fury that was written over Niu Mingjue's face and emanating from his entire body.
"Is that so?"
Niu Mingjue said, deathly quiet.
"No!"
Jiang Cheng, well, he didn't squawk. He would like to think he was very much in control of his vocal cords.
Young Master Niu is twisting my words. It's not like that."
"And who, Didi?"
Niu Mingjue said, completely ignoring Jiang Cheng.
"Was sect leader Jiang implying should be ashamed?"
Niu Huaisong hummed, threw Jiang Cheng a wink, and arranged his face into something sad and crumpled and overwrought as he looked back up at Niu Mingjue. Jiang Cheng was taken aback, spluttering by the instantaneous change.
"He didn't believe me when I told him about you,"
said Niu Huaisong, very morose.
"That was an unrelated conversation,"
Jiang Cheng snapped. He tried to compose himself, tried to shake the odd feeling that he had been utterly and completely played by who he did not know.
"Sect leader Niu,"
he said, bowing, and, well, he was just going to have to go for it, wasn't he? He'd had his practice run. Niu Huaisong hadn't even batted an eyelash.
For context.
He paused again, taking a deep breath, and threw Niu Huaisong a look that was somewhere between pleading and furious.
"I had worried that if it were to become common knowledge that I were, misaligned, I had worried that it would affect my position, or... Anyway, Huaisong told me you were,
Jiang Cheng waved a hand in the absence of words before reeling himself back in and clenching his fists tightly at his sides.
"Two. You know."
He waited, head still ducked even as he rose out of his bow, for the blade to fall. There was the sound of a throat clearing, and then, almost inexplicably, the touch of a hand on his shoulder.
"Sect leader Jiang,"
said Niu Mingjue, gruff but suddenly almost gentle.
"My brother was not lying to you."
"Oh,"
said Jiang Cheng, blinking. And then he looked up, eyes wide.
"Oh, really?"
Niu Mingjue frowned at him. He had a moustache and he...
"Yes?"
said Niu Mingjue, bewildered.
"Why would..."
"But you look so..."
Jiang Cheng said, voice cracking dangerously, and he waved a hand towards Niu Mingjue's general being. He'd known certain adjustments were possible as the power of a golden core in a misaligned reincarnation increased, the body shifting to match up better with the qi being cultivated within it, but Niu Mingjue was just so... the magnitude of it.
"You are?"
he repeated, aware even as he said it that he sounded like an idiot.
"There's no shame in it,"
said Niu Mingjue, sounding slightly bemused.
"Would you prefer feminine language be used for you?"
"No,"
said Jiang Cheng and Niu Huaisong at the same time. Niu Huaisong was standing off to the side now, and he flashed Jiang Cheng another quick smile. Jiang Cheng rubbed a finger over Zi Tian to soothe himself and said,
"No, I am a man."
"Okay,"
Niu Mingjue said, and then he gave Jiang Cheng an incredibly awkward pat on the back. Niu Huaisong snorted.
"You shut up!"
Jiang Cheng hissed at him, and then realized in a panic that Niu Mingjue, Niu Huaisong's infamously overprotective dage, was standing right there. Nothing seemed to come of it, though. Niu Mingjue only stepped away, cleared his throat, and waited. Jiang Cheng swallowed.
"Oh, thank you."
"If anything about your position is challenged due to your being misaligned, sect leader Jiang,"
Niu Mingjue said,
"you may refer them to me."
"Thank you,"
Jiang Cheng repeated, and it felt more genuine in his mouth. Niu Mingjue nodded decisively and turned his back to sweep away. Only then did Jiang Cheng turn back to Niu Huaisong, with something between irritation and plain shock rising in his chest.
"Ooh, I don't like that look,"
said Niu Huaisong airily. and he scarpered. Jiang Cheng gave a cry of surprise and attempted to give chase, but Niu Huaisong turned a corner a moment before Jiang Cheng did and had vanished not a second later, and Jiang Cheng knew there was very little point trying to find him here in the unclean realm where even the secret passages had secret passages. Instead, he grumbled briefly and then made for his rooms. If Niu Huaisong wanted to be found, he would show up.
Jiang Xiong,
Niu Huaisong whined, careening through the door to Jiang Cheng's temporary quarters with all the coordination and steadiness of a drunkard. Jiang Cheng sniffed at him.
Jiang Xiong, why are you ignoring me?
I wasn't ignoring you,
Jiang Cheng muttered.
It's only been like an hour.
I thought you'd come to my rooms.
Well, I didn't.
Jiang Cheng wanted to be angry. He thought it was probably Niu Huaisong's fault, somehow, that he had nearly ended up on the wrong end of Ba Xia's blade. But he couldn't quite put his finger on exactly how it was Niu Huaisong's fault, which was even more frustrating in itself. But all he could muster was a kind of low-level irritation, and he tossed a pillow at Niu Huaisong's head and said,
"Sit on that if you want."
Jiang Xiong,
Niu Huaisong said, delighted.
You do care.
Don't get too used to it,
Jiang Cheng snapped.
I will treasure this memory for the rest of my days,
Niu Huaisong said, gesturing grandly with his fan, as though orating.
The rest of my life will pale in comparison to the one time Jiang Wenyin, Jiang Xiong, sect leader Jiang, admitted that somewhere in his stony heart a tiny portion of clear, soft earth was reserved for me. His affection, the rains that showered it and allowed love to blossom.
I hate you,
Jiang Cheng said.
I'm taking it back.
But really,
Niu Huaisong replied, and he did indeed settle onto the cushion, kneeling more neatly than Jiang Cheng had ever seen him do before.
I had something I wanted to tell you. You didn't come back to my rooms.
It's only been an hour,
Jiang Cheng repeated.
Still!
Niu Huaisong exclaimed, as if hard done by, put upon.
I thought you would come back!
You came here,
Jiang Cheng pointed out.
I did,
Niu Huaisong admitted.
So I suppose it doesn't matter. But I really thought you would.
Why did you make me sound so terrible when you told sect leader Nia what we were talking about?
Jiang Cheng grumbled.
Were you trying to get me killed?
Niu Huaisong flicked his fan open in lieu of talking, contemplated it for a moment, and then closed it again with a decisive snap. For some reason, there was none of the usual vacancy to his eyes. Jiang Cheng was a little taken aback by it, if he was honest.
I was making a point,
Niu Huaisong said, and Jiang Cheng could hear no whining in his tone. It was slightly unsettling, really.
Since you thought it was so shameful. And now you and my Dage can stand in solidarity as misaligned sect leaders, you know. Powerful cultivators in command of all your fancy sect leader things.
Why are you acting so weird?
Jiang Cheng interrupted, blunt and confused.
You're...
He waved a hand.
Different?
Never mind that.
Niu Huaisong said, a grin tilting the edges of his lips upwards, and Jiang Cheng relaxed at the sight of it.
I've said my piece, I suppose.
Are you trying to say something else?
Jiang Cheng snapped.
Trying to imply something? Huaisong, you know that doesn't... Can you just say it?
But being direct goes against everything I stand for.
Niu Huaisong protested, over-exaggerating his pout as usual. Jiang Cheng just watched him. Niu Huaisong refused to look back.
Okay,
Niu Huaisong said, strangely high-pitched, as the moment stretched uncomfortably long.
Direct, huh? Okay, I'm misaligned too, I just...
He cut himself off. Jiang Cheng turned that over in his head.
Really?
Niu Huaisong leaned over the low table to swat him with his fan.
Yes! Is that so hard?
I shouldn't...
Jiang Cheng began delicately, as much as he could be delicate.
I shouldn't use Niu Xiong, then.
No,
Niu Huaisong said quickly.
You absolutely should wear the same.
Oh.
Jiang Cheng tilted his head.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you tell me? If you said that you knew I was...
I'm not like you and Dao Ge.
Niu Huaisong snapped, as though this was an outburst that he had been holding back for a long time. He breathed deeply.
So it doesn't... Jiangxiong, you know I am a very weak cultivator. Think, if you will, about what that means for me.
Jiangcheng, as far as misaligned people went, had been very lucky. He was born into a cultivation sect and thus could form a golden core. His was strong and he worked hard, and he had the type of body that took well to the changes wrought by a misaligned core from the outset, always broad set and tall even before he first formed his core. He had had years, by this point, to build up his qi, years of his outside slowly shifting to match his inside, and he had known from a relatively young age who he was, and the worst of his body's natural growth had been forestalled and redirected by his years of cultivation training by the time puberty had arrived. There were, of course, some things that could not be changed, but even at its worst, the incongruence between his spirit and his form had been something he could easily hide or avoid. Niu Huaisong was a very weak cultivator, objectively speaking. It occurred to Jiangcheng that this meant his body was likely, for the most part, relatively unchanged.
You mean you can't?
Exactly,
Niu Huaisong said.
And the assumption here, in Qinghua, is that if I make no effort to cultivate a core, it is because I am not actually misaligned, and I do not want to prove that, that I am copying my Daoge and nothing else, that I am over-fascinated with a process and an experience that is not mine.
I thought it wasn't shameful,
Jiangcheng said.
I mean, I know it's different in Qinghua. I thought it wasn't meant to be shameful here.
It's not shameful to be misaligned,
Niu Huaisong agreed, and the fan was back again, declaring itself in an arc of sound before beginning to sway in lazy flutters.
But it is shameful here to be something you are not. And it is shameful to be weak, especially when you have extra incentive to be strong. No, Jiangxiong, I don't talk about it because the moment I do, someone reminds me I have every reason to be ashamed.
Jiangcheng said slowly,
You're talking about it now.
You're not reminding me,
Niu Huaisong countered, and then the gravity vanished from his face, levity taking its place like the fall of a curtain. Jiangcheng did not want to think too hard about what it meant, that Niu Huaisong could shift from face to face like that so easily.
I'm talking now because I couldn't let my Jiangxiong think he was all alone in the world,
Niu Huaisong declared, the jut of his lower lip very pronounced. There was a teasing light in his eyes.
Since he is so bad at telling when others are just like him.
You never said,
Jiangcheng protested.
How was I supposed to know?
I knew about you,
Niu Huaisong pointed out. Jiangcheng huffed.
Lucky guess.
Most likely,
Niu Huaisong said airily. He flicked his fan shut and waved the closed line of it in arcs around his head, as if he was just doing it to feel the weight and passage of the air.
But you have nothing to be ashamed of, Jiangcheng. You, at least, are strong.
Thank you,
Jiangcheng said, fixing his gaze on his knees. Niu Huaisong leaned over the table towards him, squinting.
Are you blushing?
No,
Jiangcheng said loudly. Niu Huaisong replied, skeptically, but he let the silence fall. It held. The silence held and stretched, a long, encompassing moment, until Jiangcheng broke it with a quiet murmur.
You shouldn't have to be ashamed, either,
he mumbled, still not looking at Niu Huaisong.
It's stupid that you think you have to, or that other people think you have to.
Jiang Wenyin,
Niu Huaisong said, somewhere between delighted and reproachful. When Jiangcheng looked up, there was a touch of wonder to Niu Huaisong's gaze.
How did you know to say that?
Maybe I'm smarter than you give me credit for,
Jiangcheng suggested. And then he looked at Niu Huaisong, really looked, for just a moment, looked at his intricate, braided hairstyle piled into a ring atop his head like a crown, and at the way that a few stray bangs framed the lines of his cheekbones, looked at the light to Niu Haisong's eyes, at his chameleon lips, the ones that shifted effortlessly between a smile and a doubtful twist and the hard, straight, horizontal line belonging to a mask that gave nothing away.
Maybe,
Jiang Cheng said slowly, still looking.
You are the same.
Niu Haisong looked back for a moment, uncharacteristically serious, and then he laughed.
Maybe,
he said, the flick of his wrist dismissive.
But there's no reason to bother ourselves with that stuff. Would you like me to fetch us some peanuts?
I am a dignified sect leader who does not eat snack foods.
Jiang Cheng responded, setting his jaw. The laugh that his comment elicited broke over Niu Haisong's face like dawn or the spreading of wings, Jiang Cheng thought, and more than made up for the shame he was learning to reject.
The end.
Thank you for listening.